One of the things that came to mind was how the teachings do apply to the lay life. I thought people might come here and they'd see that everybody sitting up here is or was an ordained person. So apart from reminiscence, what has this got to do with me? Having the honor to work on a book of Achan Shah's teachings over the recent years, and living in the world as I was doing it, I couldn't help but think about this. So it's not so much what teachings did Achan Shah give to lay people specifically, but how do his teachings apply in general apply to lay life, because generally he taught and trained monks, and in Thailand it's often the lay people supply the place and the food and the monks do the practice. And it's not exactly like that, but that's sort of the idea that you can get. When I first disrobed and came to California, and I'm not sure exactly what I was expecting, but I thought at least, you know, people would have moved along a little bit. And in those years, and then I see people still doing the things I used to do with it. You know, don't they know that stuff went out of style in 1968 or something? So the Buddha gave a simile for the world of sensory experiences, a skinned cow standing at crossroads, and the dust and the insects and the sunlight and everything, whatever, all these things provoke extreme sensitivity. And this is what I started to feel when I left the monastery. I really got myself into it now. So in a sense, as lay people, we need to take the teachings to heart even more, because we don't have the kind of protection that monastic people do, and we don't have the rules of restraint that we learn to naturally follow, and the people we deal with don't have those rules, they may not even be thinking that they should have any restraint about anything. So there are no boundaries as to what you might have to deal with. So being able to internalize the practice becomes even more important for us, in a sense. In one of the tapes that I listened to, I'm working on the book, Achan Shah was kind of scolding the monks, and he said, you know, a lot of you live here and you dream about how nice it would be to be a lay person, and, you know, I'd have my house and my field, and I'd harvest my crop and I'd sell it and I'd have money and I'd buy the things I want and I'd have my nice family and I'd have this and I'd have that. He said, you don't know, but the lay people, they're out doing it, and they're breaking their backs in the fields, and they're counting their income and their expenses, and they're involved in business and trying not to be cheated and not to lose what they have, and family hassles. He said, the lay people do it thoroughly. So they know they can get the renunciation mind because they're really in contact with it. Where, you know, here we're sitting, wearing monk's robes and daydreaming about how great the lay life might be. This possibility is there. So I think maybe the point is that I came to feel that most of his teachings, you wouldn't say this part is for the monks and this part is for the lay people, but it's all pretty universally applicable.